Hello, everybody. This is Giancarlo Alino reporting for barnburner.ca. We're on site here at York Lions Stadium at York University, home of the York 9 FC. I'm here joined by my guest on the CPL Back of the Net show, Ryan Telfer. How you doing, Ryan?
Doing great, man.
So this inaugural season, earlier on, you were loaned out from Toronto FC. What was your initial thoughts about the CPL before you joined? Because coming into a new league, you don't know what to expect. Like, were you nervous at all or just embracing the opportunity?
More embracing the opportunity, you know, coming into a new league is faced with a new set of challenges. Doing some research beforehand, you get to know a lot of the players that will come into CPL. And there's a lot of guys who have been on a professional level before, so I don't know, I understand CPL whole idea is basically upbring the whole style of for Canadian players, and that's exactly what they're doing, and bringing professional players from all over the world who are Canadian back into this league is something huge. And as you can see for so far what this first year has done, it has shown a lot of talent from what the Canadian players have. And I guess I was proud to be out of that first batch for this inaugural season, and just being able to show my true colors a bit and represent York 9, it's been fun.
And you came here now, you played here at York University, and then York 9 is here. Carmen Asako is also here, so yep. Is it kind of surreal when you think about it? Like, you were here as a student, athlete, excelled here, and now you're coming back here to play as a pro?
Yeah, it's a nostalgic feeling, being in the same atmosphere as I was back in York University. Is almost the same feeling being on campus, but it's the same thing as in terms of is a professional game, is a professional team, and nothing changes coming from Toronto FC to York 9. It's just bringing that professional attitude, so, and giving my best for this team.
Just being around here, some of the players that have come out here under Carmen Sacco's program, like Matt Arnone and Halifax, Mark Anthony Kay, LAFC, yep. And yourself, just what is it about this program here at the university that produces such top quality Canadian players?
Yeah, is that special? Is that special connection that Karim has with his players? Something about him makes him get the best out of his players. And as you can see, Mark Anthony, Marta None, Dylan Sacramento, all these guys who have gone on to represent, these professional teams, and it's something special to know that you have a handful of players from York University that goes on to represent on even on the international level as well, and it's a really special feeling to be part of that York University family, and I guess riding the flag for York University.
And Toronto FC, they recalled you from loan. 3 minutes you play, and you made a huge impact. Like, ever since you got loaned out here, you've had a great season. And has Greg Vanney or his staff spoke to you recently or kept tabs on you during the season? Like, what conversations?
Yeah, they've been keeping touch. The whole reason for me being on loan is to get these minutes and develop into a key player for a team. And you need that match experience to become the player who you want to be. And that's exactly what this time here at York 9 FC has done. And I feel like I've been more than confident in my abilities. And just being able to play, meaningful minutes the entire time is something that helps develop a game major. And, look what it has done for me so far. And, and back at TFC, I'm really happy of the player becoming. And hopefully I'll be use to them.
How would you say you've improved in what areas? Like, was it leadership qualities maybe, like defensive side? Like, how has the CPL in the minutes you've earned here, like, improved yourself?
Everything overall. Being able to play in games like this, it keeps you sharp, keeps you fresh, otherwise than being on the sideline and stuff like that, where even though you're training the entire time, there's something about that match fitness that gives you a little bit more, I guess, game intelligence and game sharpness, and that's what you really need to help you progress in your career, and that is what has been a major, major key for me being who I am today. And just some leadership qualities as well, being able to be someone on the field that other players look up to. Everybody, mostly young guys, look for guidance. People who are first year professionals, they want to understand, what it's like to be a professional, how to take care of yourself, and how you carry yourself about on the field and stuff like that. And that's something I like to help and share my experience in.
and now just coming into this whole CPL season, you've had a lot of historic moments. Score the first league goal, then in the Canadian Championship to put a hard fight against Montreal, you scored the first goal there. So what's been a crowning moment for you in this first season?
Just the ability to affect the game. That's the main thing. Despite I was able to score goals or whatnot, it's just trying to be a key player for the team.
Yeah.
And trying to help them in any way possible, whether that was an assist or, you know, scoring goals or making a defensive play. And that's the player who I'm trying to become, is be that key person to help teams win games.
And also, you've been called up now for the international Trinidad and Tobago. Just to give our listeners a better idea, like, what's that moment like for you as a player and for your family? Because you put that jersey on for your country and just representing them. Just how did that feel for you?
It's a special feeling, you know. Again, I go back to, I guess, one of my my countries of origin, and being able to put on those colors and represent them at the international level is something words can't describe. Even being compared to playing on a club level is, you know, just being on that level and getting to play against players of, you know, the best of their respective countries is it's truly honorable. And you know, I'm happy to be, you know, represent the CPL on that stage as well, and happy to make my family proud on being able to be able to see me rep the colors of Trinidad and Tobago. And you know, just happy overall that York 9 FC has basically helped me become who I am today. And if it wasn't for this league, who knows where my football IQ and football standpoint would have been now. So it's just a truly proud feeling to be on that international level and play against the best of the best.
Before we wrap up, some of the players right now in the youth system around here in New York region area, maybe following your footsteps, what advice would you give to those young players out there?
You know, be yourself. You work your butt off. That's the main key. Never mind what other people say to you. And, you know, just be you. Don't try to emulate the players. Well, you see on TV and everybody. You know, you have your special players that you like. You know, you like Messi, Ronaldo, Neymar, Mbappe. All those guys, you try to emulate yourself. The thing is, don't try to be like them. Everyone is different and unique in their own way, and you know, you have to decide and learn for yourself what you bring to the table, how you could help your team in whatever way possible, and that's the only thing you need to work on, is just be yourself and just work hard.
That's great advice. And before we let you go here, how can our listeners follow you on social media?
I don't really care about social media that much, but you can follow me on Instagram at Telfer Ryan.
Yeah, highly recommend that. Thanks a lot, Ryan, for taking the time, and all the best this year, man.
All right, thanks, man. Thank you.